I'm sorry to barge in, Marshal. The name's Beaudry. I'm a Texas Ranger.
Chick Beaudry? I've heard.
The Marshal rose from behind his desk, wiping a huge, sweaty palm on his overalls before offering it to Beaudry.
This here's Lisa Culver.
Chick smiled and shook the man's hand. Rangers were not always welcomed by local lawmen when trouble was afoot. It didn't look like that would be a problem where Wilts Kennedy was concerned.
I must say you Rangers are mighty quick.
We'd like folks to think that, anyway. But I hadn't heard a thing about this business at the bank until after I rode in.
Really?
The man over at the livery stable told me about it.
That'd be King Cowan.
I suppose he told you who did it, too. It seems that everybody has heard the stories Mr. Kennedy here has been spreading
now,
around.
Now, Lisa,
He did mention that a man named Bill Culver was being sought. Might he be some relation of yours, ma'am?
He's my brother.
I see. What makes you think it was Culver, Marshal?
Whoever killed Tom Lindsay appears to have taken all the cash out of the safe, and he didn't use Tom's key to do it.
Is that so?
But there was no sign of break-in. Now, only two men had the key to that safe, Lindsay and Bill Culver. And to top it all off, Bill has disappeared.
Do you have any idea where he went, Miss Culver?
Well, no, but I know he'll come back.
Why do you say that?
My brother and I are very close. We've been on our own since I was 7 years old. He was 12, and he kind of brought us both up. I'm sure he wouldn't just go off and leave me without...
Without a good reason?
I was going to say without saying goodbye.
I sure don't know what more reason he'd need than killing Tom Lindsay.
He would never have done that. Mr. Lindsay was Bill's friend. He was practically a father to him.
How did Lindsay die, exactly, Marshal?
Well, he appeared to have been struck repeatedly, had some nasty bruises on him, and there was blood coming out of his mouth. I'm sorry, Lisa. Maybe you better be running along.
Lisa Culver started to go, but Beaudry kept his hand on the door, barring her way.
Just another moment, Miss Culver, if you don't mind.
Huh?
I want to help you if I can. You'll have to trust me. So let me ask you one more time. Do you have any idea where your brother went?
The woman looked up at Beaudry, about to say something. Then she obviously thought the better of it.
My brother and I have been together every day for the last 10 years. And all that time, I always knew where he was. Even when he started courting, he always told me where he was going and when he'd be back. He is the sweetest, gentlest person who ever was. No, I don't know where he went, but he could never do a thing like this.
Thank you.
Good day, Marshal. Mr. Beaudry.
The girl swept past Beaudry and hurried out into the street. As he watched her go, for some reason he could not explain, he remembered his childhood back in East Texas, and he thought he smelled magnolias.
She's quite a beauty, isn't she?
Yes, she certainly is.
Don't you be getting any ideas, though. She's planning on marrying Ross Yerby. He's a big rancher out east of town.
He's a lucky man. You really think her brother did it?
I do. Bill Culver seemed like a good kid, all right, but he comes from bad stock.
Oh?
His father was a rustler, left his wife alone with two kids, and eventually died in jail. When she passed on, they just ran wild, you might say, until Tom Lindsay gave the boy a job.
And a set of keys to the bank?
It didn't happen just like that. Bill started working for him at the paper. Before Lindsay decided to shut it down, that is. Then he moved over to the bank. Tom trusted him. But I know the boy's been itching to get married. Maybe the killing was an accident. But everyone told Lindsay he shouldn't give Bill so much responsibility. The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. You know what I mean? And old man Culver was a skunk.
Where do you think Bill went? Down to Mexico?
We looked for a trail, but the road south is heavily used. It was impossible to tell for sure. If he did cross the border, there's nothing I can do. But if not, or if he tries to come back here, I'll grab him all right.
Well, sounds like you're doing everything you can. I'll be around for another day or two. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help out.
All right, I'll do that.
I'll be staying at the hotel. Oh, and Marshal, you said you thought the killer didn't use the banker's key to open the safe.
That I did.
What makes you think so?
Well, whoever did it locked the safe after he robbed it. You need a key to do that.
And?
And Lindsay's keys were still in his pocket when we found him.
That's odd. Why would anyone take the time and trouble to relock the safe after robbing it?
I don't know. Force of habit might explain it, or he might have already robbed the safe when Lindsay showed up.
In either case, it does look a lot like an inside job. You still have to wonder how he thought he'd get away with it.
I'll be sure to ask young Culver when I find him.
Well, let me know what he says.
I'll do that. Oh, and don't miss supper at the Bon Ton Cafe. Josh Clancy's shortcake will make your trip worthwhile.
His satisfaction at having presented his case so well had made Wilkes Kennedy forget for a moment that he still had no idea what had brought the ranger to Maravillas in the first place. Perhaps he'd stop by the Bon Ton Cafe a little later and ask him. Meanwhile, Chick headed up Main Street to the hotel, where he deposited his bags and partook of the bath he had been dreaming about for days.